Morning, friends, and welcome to this service on this fifth Sunday in the season of Easter. Neil, any instructions for us before we get started?
Other than the usual ones, to please keep yourselves on mute if you are not speaking and that the meeting is or the service is being recorded.
Very good. Thank you. We'll begin with our opening hymn.
Spirit of God, descend upon my heart. Spirit of God, descend upon my heart. Win it from earth, through its pulses move. Stoop to my weakness, mighty as thou art. Make me love thee as I ought to love. Hast thou not bid me love thee, God and King? All thine own soul, heart, and strength and mind. I see thy cross there, teach my heart to cling. Oh, let me seek thee, oh, and let me find. Teach me to feel that thou art always teach me the struggles of the soul to bear, to check the rising doubt, the rebel sigh. Teach me the patience of unanswered prayer. Teach me to love thee as thine angels love. One holy passion filling all my frame. The baptism of the heaven descended dove. And thy love the flame.
O Lord, open our lips,
and our mouths shall proclaim your praise.
In your resurrection, O Christ,
let heaven and earth rejoice. Hallelujah.
Blessed are you, Lord God of our salvation, to you be praise and glory forever. As once you ransomed your people from Egypt and led them to freedom in the promised land, so now you have delivered us from the domain of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of your risen Son. May we, the first fruits of your new creation, rejoice in this new day you have made and praise you for your mighty acts. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Blessed be God forever.
We'll say together the Easter anthems. Christ, our Passover, has been sacrificed for us. So let us celebrate the feast, not with the old leaven of corruption and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. Christ, once raised from the dead, dies no more. Death has no more dominion over him. In dying, he died to sin once for all. In living, he lives to God. See yourselves, therefore, as dead to sin and alive to God in Jesus Christ our Lord. Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who sleep. For as by man came death, by man has come also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Friends, the night has passed and the day lies open before us. Let us pray with one heart and mind. As we rejoice in the gift of this new day, so may the light of your presence, O God, set our hearts on fire with love for you, now and forever.
Amen. Amen.
Our appointed psalm for this morning is Psalm 30. We'll say it responsively between leader and people by the whole verse. I sang the odd and you the even. And we'll join together in the refrain at the beginning and the end. You brought me up, O Lord, from the dead. I will exalt you, O Lord, because you have raised me up and have not let my foes triumph over me.
Lord, my God, I cried out to you, and you have healed me.
You brought me up, O Lord, from the dead. You restored me to life from those that go down to the pit.
Sing to the Lord, you servants of his. Give thanks to his holy name.
For his wrath endures but the twinkling of an eye, his favor for a lifetime. Heaviness may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning.
In my prosperity I said, I shall never be moved. You, Lord, of your goodness, have made my hill so strong.
Then you hid your face from me, and I was utterly dismayed.
To you, O Lord, I cried. To the Lord I made my supplication.
What profit is there in my blood if I go down to the pit? Will the dust praise you or declare your faithfulness?
Hear, O Lord, and have mercy upon me. O Lord, be my helper.
You have turned my mourning into dancing. You have put off my sackcloth and girded me with gladness.
Therefore my heart sings to you without ceasing. O Lord, my God, I give you thanks for it.
You brought me up, O Lord, from the dead. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen.
The first reading is taken from Ezekiel chapter 37, beginning in the first verse. The hand of the Lord came upon me, and he brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord and set me down in the middle of a valley. It was full of bones. He led me all round them. There were very many lying in the valley, and they were very dry. He said to me, Mortal, can these bones live? I answered, O Lord God, you know. Then he said to me, Prophesy to these bones and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, I will cause breath to enter you and you shall live. I will lay sinews on you and will cause flesh to come upon you and cover you with skin and put breath in you and you shall live. And you shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I had been commanded. And as I prophesied, suddenly there was a noise, a rattling, and the bones came together, bone to its bone. I looked, and there were sinews on them, and flesh had come upon them, and skin had covered them, but there was no breath in them. Then he said to me, Prophesy to the breath, prophesy, mortal, and say to the breath, Thus says the Lord God, Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live. I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived, and stood on their feet, a vast multitude. Then he said to me, Mortal, these bones are the whole house of Israel. They say, Our bones are dried up, and our hope is lost. We are cut off completely. Therefore prophesy and say to them, Thus says the Lord God, I am going to open your graves and bring you up from your graves, O my people, and I will bring you back to the land of Israel. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. We'll say together the canticle, the song of Moses and Miriam. In your unfailing love, O Lord, You lead the people whom you have redeemed. Alleluia. I will sing to the Lord who has triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider he has thrown into the sea. The Lord is my strength and my song, and has become my salvation. This is my God whom I will praise, the God of my forebears whom I will exalt. The Lord is a warrior, the Lord is his name. Your right hand, O Lord, is glorious in power. Your right hand, O Lord, shatters the enemy. At the blast of your nostrils, the sea covered them. They sank as lead in the mighty waters. In your unfailing love, O Lord, you lead the people whom you have redeemed. And by your invincible strength, you will guide them to your holy dwelling. You will bring them in and plant them, O Lord, in the sanctuary which your hands have established. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. In your unfailing love, O Lord, you lead the people whom you have redeemed. The Holy Gospel is written in the fifth chapter of the Gospel according to St. John, beginning at the 19th verse. Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, the Son can do nothing on his own, but only what he sees the Father doing. For whatever the Father does, the Son does likewise. The Father loves the Son and shows him all that he himself is doing. And he will show him greater works than these, so that you will be astonished. Indeed, just as the Father raises the dead and gives them life, so also the Son gives life to whomsoever he wishes. The Father judges no one, but has given all judgment to the Son, so that all may honor the Son just as they honor the Father. Anyone who does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him. Very truly, I tell you, anyone who hears my word and believes in him who sent me has eternal life and does not come under judgment, but has passed from death to life. Very truly, I tell you, the hour is coming and is now here when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. For just as the Father has life in himself, so he has granted the Son to have life in himself, and he has given him authority to execute judgment, because he is the Son of Man. Do not be astonished at this, for the hour is coming when all who are in their graves will hear his voice and come out. Those who have done good to the resurrection of life, and those who have done evil to the resurrection of condemnation." The Gospel of Christ. Please join together in the response. Death is swallowed up in victory.
Where, O death, is your sting?
Christ is risen from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep.
Death is swallowed up in victory.
The trumpet will sound and the dead shall be raised.
Where, O death, is your sting?
We shall not all sleep, but we shall be changed.
Death is swallowed up in victory. Where, O death, is your sting?
Have our gradual hymn.
Breathe on me, breath of God. Fill me with life anew, that I may love what thou dost love, and do what thou wouldst do. Breathe on me, breath of God, until my heart is pure, until my will is one with thine, to do and to endure. Breathe on me, breath of God, till I am wholly thine, until this close with thy far divine. Breathe on me, breath of God, so shall I never die, but live with the perfect life of thine eternity.
Friends, I speak to you in the name of Jesus Christ, who is the resurrection and the life. Amen. Well, a very happy Mother's Day to all you mothers and grandmothers. I think my own mom might be listening. I love you, Mom, and wish we could be together today. Happy Mother's Day to my wife, Amy, who is an awesome mom and has been so, especially during these challenging days. I also want to acknowledge those for whom this is a difficult day. Perhaps you've lost your mother, or you are a mother who has lost a child. Or perhaps you're both alive, but the relationship between you is strained or broken. Perhaps you're a woman who wants to be a mother, but cannot due to infertility or another reason. But whether this is a happy or a sad day for you, I'm very thankful that you've joined us today. I should also acknowledge that today is not the main Mother's Day for some of us. If you're from Britain, Mothering Sunday was back in March. In fact, it's always on the fourth Sunday of Lent in the church calendar, because one of the appointed Bible readings for that day is about our future home in the heavenly Jerusalem, which is the mother of us all. In the meantime, and in anticipation of that future, the church is our spiritual mother, giving birth to new children in the waters of baptism, nourishing us with the word of God and raising us to full maturity. You could say that this Mother's Day in this year of pandemic is a hard one for the church, as she is physically separated from her children and unable to give birth to more through baptism. It reminds me a bit of a story from the life of Jesus when he was told, "Your mother and your brothers are standing outside, and they want to see you, but they cannot." In that case, because of a crowd. But he answered them, "My mother and my brothers are those who hear the word of God and do it." It's a striking reply that may seem to be disrespectful to his own mother. But the point is that the word of God brings us into a new, close relationship with Jesus. I would even take it a step further and say that we are all like Mary, the mother of Jesus, in that we hear the word of God, and Jesus is conceived in our heart through faith by the Holy Spirit. We bear Jesus within us, and the Christian life can be hard. We suffer labor pains. But through that, new life is born into the world and into our lives. In our gospel for today, which we just heard, Jesus says something very similar. "Very truly, I tell you," meaning he really wants to emphasize this, "anyone who hears my word and believes in him who sent me has eternal life." Three things: hear the word, believe, and receive eternal life. Friends, that's the Christian life in a nutshell. That's what happens today and every Sunday we gather for worship. We hear God's word, we are renewed in our belief, and we receive eternal life anew. This ultimate gift is given to the simple, listening believer. But what does it mean to believe? The trouble with the word believe as we hear it is that it sounds a bit too abstract. We think it's all about the thoughts in our heads. But in John's gospel and his other writings, being in a state of believing involves our whole person. Everything we say and think and do. It's an active disposition, a way of life. So trust would perhaps be a better way to put it. Hear the word of God, trust its promise, and carry out its commandments. You see, for John, there is no distinction between belief, faith, trust on the one hand, and obedience, acts of love, and good works on the other. Hearing, believing, trusting, obeying God's word, it's a new, holistic way of life. The one who hears and believes is made nothing less than a new creation. You are born again to eternal life. So what is this eternal life anyway? Well, first we must clarify what it is not. There's a common misunderstanding that eternal life refers only to life after death or going to heaven when you die. Now, our risen Lord Jesus Christ certainly does give us a sure and certain hope beyond the grave. But eternal life does not merely refer to this. Eternal life begins now. It's tragic that so many Christians think it's merely a future promise when it's available to be enjoyed immediately. We need not pine away for the hereafter when the most heavenly possibilities are available to us here and now. Friends, it's absolutely vital that we get this. Eternal life is offered to you right here today through God's word. It's a preview and a foretaste of what we shall fully receive in the age to come when Christ returns to establish the new heaven and new earth. Both of our readings today from John and Ezekiel draw a connection between our glorious future and something available to us right now, our spiritual resurrection to newness of life, the new beginning and new possibilities God gives us, the new person we become. In Ezekiel's great vision of the Valley of the Dry Bones, we see a vivid preview of the future resurrection of our human bodies from the dead. But it's clear that Ezekiel's message was for his own day also. At the end of the passage that David read for us, we're told that the bones represent the whole house of Israel, who complain, "Our bones are dried up and our hope is lost. We are cut off completely." Ezekiel prophesied during the days of Israel's exile from their promised land, a fate so devastating that it was tantamount to being buried in a mass grave. But God promised his people through Ezekiel that they would be brought home. The nation would be raised from the death of exile. We can perhaps see some similarities here with our situation in this present pandemic. We are cut off from our churches, our jobs, our families, our regular way of life. We may at times feel lifeless and without hope. But God brought Israel out of exile long ago. He will bring us through this present pandemic, and he will ultimately defeat sickness and death on the last day. Our God has always been in the business of giving new life. He is now and ever shall be. Jesus makes the same connection between the present and future resurrection in our gospel. In verse 25, he says, "The hour is coming and is now here, when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live." That's the present. Jesus raises us from the death of sin to newness of life. He makes us a new person. And in verses 28 and 29, he says, "The hour is coming, when all who are in their graves will hear God's voice and will come out. Those who have done good to the resurrection of life, and those who have done evil to the resurrection of condemnation. That's the future resurrection on the last day. Why do I stress this link between the present and the future resurrections? Very simply because there is no resurrection to eternal life possible for those who have not first tasted it in this life. There is no heaven, no paradise possible for those who have not begun to experience it here. Friends, I put it in that striking way, not as a warning and certainly not as a threat, but rather as a friendly wake-up call. The paradise of eternal life is available to you today. Of course, our experience of it in this life will be incomplete, but we can grow towards its perfection. That's the fun and the adventure and the joy of the Christian life. We can discover how to live in heaven while still on earth. We can taste paradise within the humdrum and the hardships of this world. We can experience eternal life while going through the valley of the shadow of death. Let me give you the down-to-earth reality of what I mean. It is possible, even in the anxieties and pressures of this life, to keep the center of your being calm and undisturbed. It is possible in this world to go through one hell after another with strength and confidence of spirit. It is possible to endure physical pain and suffering while the mind and heart are filled with joy and peace. It is possible to face terminal illness with courage and hope. It is possible to grieve the death of a loved one and suffer the devastation of that loss without being completely irredeemably shattered. It is possible to bear insults, betrayal, discrimination, and persecution, and to love your enemies in return. You get the idea. And you have known people who have shown you this. So have I. Some of you are among them. Now, those examples are more extreme ones. They are instances of living with eternal life in the most difficult situations this world presents. But it's vital we see that this eternal life is a regular, everyday reality too. As one great poet said, it makes drudgery divine, meaning we can taste paradise even in the ordinary, in the everyday. I've begun to sketch out what this eternal life in the ordinary looks like. I don't have time to share it with you now, but I'll post it to the website and send it out in the e-blast later today as the full version of this sermon. For now, I'll simply conclude with a prayer that we may all experience this eternal life today, this week, and more throughout our lives. Let us pray. Almighty God, you make the minds of all faithful people to be of one will. Give your people grace to love what you command and desire what you promise, that among the many changes of this world, our hearts may surely there be fixed, where true joys are to be found. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. We'll say together our gospel canticle, the Benedictus. The Lord is risen from the tomb, who for our sakes hung upon the tree.
Hallelujah.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, who has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets, God promised of old to save us from our enemies, from the hands of all that hate us, to show mercy to our ancestors, and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath God swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight, all the days of our life. And you, child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of all their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. The Lord is risen from the tomb, who for our sakes hung upon the tree. Just before we offer our prayers to God, I will offer a prayer of thanksgiving for the financial offerings we have received here at St. James and those we will receive this week and in the future. Blessed are you, Lord God of Israel, forever and ever. All that is in the heaven and in the earth is yours. All things come of you, and of your own have we given you. Amen. Let us pray.
In joy and hope, let us pray to the Father. Our response this morning is, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for the signs of spring surrounding us this week. Swelling buds, singing birds, and garden flowers. Signs of life so desperately needed this year. Thank you for the people in Caledon and elsewhere who work the land and whose crops and livestock supply our pantries. That we may never lose sight of the abundance that surrounds us, Lord. In your mercy, hear our prayer.
Hear our prayer.
Nurturing Father, you placed your Son Jesus Christ in the arms of a human mother. We thank you for the loving role that nurturing women play in our lives. Thank you for the mothers and grandmothers who raised us, for our own time as mothers, and especially for those who are mothering the next generation during extraordinary times. We remember those for whom this is a difficult day, made so by grief, separation, or estrangement, that women and men everywhere may turn to you for comfort and strength. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Protecting Father, our earthly calendar recalls the end of the Second World War. We hold dear in our memory those who served in that war and subsequent conflicts, and we pray for the time when guns finally fall silent. Thank you for the continued service of the Canadian Armed Forces. Comfort them as they grieve the loss of their comrades. That you would always protect and guide those who defend our freedoms. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Heavenly Father, we have spent these last weeks in the comfort and security of our homes. We hold before you those for whom home is neither comfortable or safe. We pray for situations where abusers are home with their victims all day, where children and youth no longer escape to school, and where elder abuse has intensified due to stress or opportunity. That you would protect and deliver the innocent victims of abuse wherever it occurs. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For those we love who are in residences and long-term care, we pray for adequate funding and changes in guidelines to keep them safe. That you would grant patience and empathy to all caregivers. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayers.
Heavenly Father, thank you for the gifts given to the Anglican Church in Canada by Linda, Mark, Andrew, and Jenny. For Father Chris and Amy and the leadership team at St. James, we give you thanks. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. In our parish family, we pray for those who are sick and those who love and care for them, for Muriel and David, for Barb and Hal, for Lois and Norm, as well as those who have requested our prayers for Shireen and Rachel. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Heavenly Father, be close to us as we grow weary of our isolation, but are unsure of the future. We ask your blessing on those who are working to find effective medicine and treatments, for those working on economic recovery and assistance plans, and for those in authority making difficult decisions. Thank you for the extraordinary efforts of frontline health workers. That this pandemic may leave your world a refreshed and enlightened place. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Heavenly Father, send the fire of the Holy Spirit upon your people, so that we may bear faithful witness to his resurrection. Deliver us from the power of darkness and bring us into the kingdom of your Son. Grant that as his death recalled us to life, so his continual presence in us may raise us to eternal joy. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Take a moment of silence for your own personal prayer. We join together in the collect of the day. Almighty God, who through your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, have overcome death and opened to us the gate of everlasting life, grant that as by your grace going before us, you put into our minds good desires, so by your continual help, we may bring the same to good effect. Through Jesus Christ, our risen Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Rejoicing in God's new creation, let us pray with confidence as our Savior has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. May the risen Christ grant us the joys of eternal life.
Amen.
Let us bless the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia.
Thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia.
Just a brief announcement before our closing hymn. Please check out our website and subscribe to our e-blast for more. The e-blast will be coming out later today. I'll highlight for you especially our new course on Christian foundations, a solid grounding for an uncertain time, and also an outreach opportunity to support homeless youth in our area through Choices Youth Shelter in Orangeville. Have our closing hymn. Please do stay afterwards for a coffee hour. Fellowship time of sorts.
Love he came at Easter, love. came. He that for 3 days in the grave had lain, raised from the dead by living God is seen. Love is come again like winter rising green. When our hearts are wintry, grieving or in pain, your touch can call us back to life again. Fields of our hearts that dead and bare have been, love is come again like winter rising green.
Thank you all so much for joining us. Special thanks to all who participated, Diane for leading the prayers, our various musicians, the wardens, and Mary Judge for being here. Please do stay for conversation if you're able.